Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, even another night. Bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All I want to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. This week, we will deal with various different words, host of words that really you need to know about. You need to be able to define in the scriptures. You need to know what these things mean and how these things can and will affect your development in the Most High. If you desire to increase in knowledge, let me show you something in the book of Hosea. Real quick, show you why many of our people are destroyed this very day. And you'll read this in the book of Hosea, and then I'll let you know exactly what we're going to be speaking on tonight. In this week, in the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, because we supposed to be a kingdom of priests. Sing. You have forgotten the law of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. And as they were increased, so sin against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. And our people are very shameful this day. This is why many of us have chosen to pass before Yahweh. Because of the shame and the gross darkness that not only our people, but we have found ourselves in. And as a result of that, in a verse, it says, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. So what the enemy do, he makes sure that your sin is accessible, your sin is multiplied, your sin can be expressed in every way you can. Your righteousness, they make real hard, but your sin, they make very available. And this trap our people have fallen into. We'll be talking about the fool in the scriptures. And this is what I found. We've been talking about wisdom. And I got a lot of calls and texts on our lessons on wisdom. And we know that wisdom is the principal thing. We also learned that wisdom is better than weapons of war. We also understand that wisdom is a defense. But wisdom have an adversary. Wisdom have a counterpart. Wisdom have an opposing opponent, and it's called a fool. And I want you to see how Yahweh define this fool. There's very different Hebrew words for the word fool. One where you will find many, many times in the scriptures come from the Hebrew word seal, which means to be foolish, silly, petty. But the way it's defined don't describe how truly bad being a fool is. And I'm going to show you how bad it is, how terrible it is to be a fool, and how this is in direct opposition of being wise. But there's various words that we're going to define this week and bring to you so you can understand them. Because at some point in time, all of us played the fool. All of us been a fool. All of us did foolish things, and unfortunately, many and the mass majority are still promoting foolishness. Unfortunately. So we're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about a scorner, talebearer. We're going to talk about the great abominations that our people have allowed themselves to be caught up in. We're going to talk about all things that are holding not us just as a people, but us as individuals back from being our greater self, being a part of that remnant, and being one with our Creator. And Yahweh want us to be one with Him. Here we're fasting 40 days and 40 nights. If your knowledge is not increasing at this time, chances are it's because of you. You're holding yourself back. And if your knowledge is not in, rest assured, you're not increasing in righteousness. But let's define this word fool in the scriptures. If you go to the book of Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, the very first chapter, the very first verse, this is what it says. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Watch what this says now. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Watch what it says now. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Because that's why, again, I tell people, the scriptures, you can't read that like any other book. It's because it's not like no other book. There's a certain spirit that you have to have in order for you to understand the word of Yahweh. This is what this is saying. To receive instruction of wisdom and justice and judgment and equity. Give the young man knowledge and discretion. To understand proverbs and interpretation. Yeah, that's a certain spirit. Let me tell you what spirit that is, the seventh verse. The fear of Yahweh is the spirit, is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that's what a fool is. That's a fool defined. A fool don't want wisdom, and a fool don't follow instructions. Now, that might be instructions from your parents, and I'm going to show you that. That might be instructions and wisdom from your elders in your community. That might be instructions, wisdom instructions from your husband. It might be from the king. Or it could be from the priest. Now, why did I name all these very different individuals and people? Because many of these people are in leadership roles where, according to the scriptures, they are commanded to instruct. But if you're a fool, you don't care if it's a priest, a king, a husband, a parent, or anybody. Because you despise instruction anyway. And you despise wisdom. Because that's exactly what a fool is. And I'm going to show you examples of a fool and how bad a fool really is. Sometimes we just marginalize and underestimate the word of Yahweh. I don't know why we do, but we do as people. When we talk about a fool, that really don't mean nothing to a person because they don't look at themselves as a fool. But then when you begin to analyze and examine their behavior, their speech, their ways, then it's very easy to tell. And you're going to see how simple knowledge is for those who understand. So let's get right into just sharing some things with you concerning a fool. And I first want to start off by just really showing you really, since we define the word, I really want you to see how bad a fool really is. But right before I do that, let me show you something else in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 22nd verse. This is what it says. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning. And we're going to talk about these simple ones. We're going to talk about these scorners, these talebearers, all these type of terms we're going to define this week. And then the last thing it says, and fools hate knowledge. And that's what you're going to see consistently, that a fool, he despises wisdom and instruction. A fool hates knowledge. So it's not rocket science. It's not hard for one to identify a fool, because they hate knowledge. They despise wisdom. They despise instruction. I don't care who the one person is who's attempting to instruct them. They not going to listen because they despise it. I don't care who is trying to give them knowledge. They not going to take it. And this is why the scriptures will tell you things like this, because you need to see how bad a fool really is. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. And I'm going to read the 6th verse. It says, forsake the foolish and live. Why is it telling you to forsake the foolish? Because oftentimes our people, they will try to reason and rationalize and break bread with a fool. And what the scriptures is telling us is forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Because if you had any understanding at all, you would know you don't even supposed to even answer a fool according to their folly. You don't even supposed to answer them. Because a fool will say the most outlandish things. Only the simple believe it every word. But the prudent, they will search out the matter. They won't just believe everything somebody say, because that person be a fool. Forsake the foolish and live. Furthermore, just to show you that you're in a bad way when you go in the wrong way. Well, let me read this verse. This is in the 13th verse. In the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 13th verse. It says, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. This is why you got to know these terms. What do it mean to be clamorous? A foolish woman is clamorous. That means she's very loud and obnoxious. She want to be heard, so she's going to be loud. Obnoxious. Y'all seen these foolish women. And then the scripture says she is simple. And what do that mean? It means she's silly. She's petty. She's stupid. And knows nothing. And no fool knows anything. And why? Because they hate knowledge. And why? Because they despise wisdom and understanding. This is why it's never, ever good to be a fool. You want, the scriptures will, it will beg you in certain respects not to be a fool, because it's real bad to be one. It's terrible to be one. As I begin to study this, I just couldn't believe some of the things I was reading about a fool. Such as in a book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter. I want you to see this. Now, of course, not many people will admit they're a fool. But nevertheless, your actions and the very signs that follow you will condemn you. In the book of Proverbs 27, but everybody have a chance. Watch what it says. Proverbs 27. And we're talking about the fool in the scriptures. This is how you determine a fool. This is how a fool is defined. A fool is defined as one that is hates knowledge, despises wisdom and instruction. In the book of Proverbs 27, watch what this says. And I'm going to read the 22nd verse. Watch what it says. Though you should pound a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle. In other words, you can take a fool and just grind him in mortar and wheat just so you can bury him and so it can harden the chain. You can just stick them down in there. Though you should pound a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. You can pound him all day long, but it ain't gonna change him. It won't stop his foolishness. Because you have to understand what a fool is. And this is the point. That's how bad a fool is. You can do certain things with a fool, and it still won't change him. You try to reason with him. You try to talk to him. You try to be patient with them. You try to answer them. Let me answer all his questions. If he a fool, he's not going to learn nothing. He's not going to grow. He's not going to develop. He's not going to see it. Because he a fool. And this is why you got to know what this thing is. You got to recognize who is the fool among you. In the book of Proverbs 29, the 9th verse, it says, if a wise man contends with a foolish man, he's wise. Whether he rages or laughs, there is no rest. In other words, even when you laugh with a fool, you it's going to be a problem. You're not going to have no rest. And surely you're not going to have no rest contending with him, raging, being mad at him. You can be mad and shot, I'm going to tell them how I feel. Why? They a fool. They a fool. It says in the 11th verse of Proverbs 29, a fool utters all his mind. Yeah, I did it to you. Yeah, I killed him. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did it so and so. They tell their whole mind. But a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. See, a wise man know when to speak. But a fool is known by the multitude of the words, his words. They can't keep nothing in. They going to tell their whole mind. And they don't realize the more they tell, the more foolish they sound. The more foolish they become. Because this, once again, is the way of a fool. How bad is a fool? Let me show you. So you can see this is something that if you are, or you suspect, or you're not sure, then you want to get yourself together quickly. Because y'all have no time for no fool. And you will see it. In the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter, this is what it says. The 19th verse. And I just want you to see how bad this is. It says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. And when you set plans and you accomplish these desires, it's a good thing. It's sweet to the soul. But just as sweet as it is to the soul, watch what it says about a fool. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination of fools. It is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. You know, a fool, they're not going to depart from evil. That's an abomination for a fool to shut up. Even though a fool is counted wise when he holdeth his peace. But not so. A fool won't shut up. A fool won't stop doing foolish things. A fool won't correct himself. A fool won't even be ashamed of himself. A fool will tell their whole mind. And that's bad. Look at Proverbs 14. Talking about a fool. In verse 8, it says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. That's what the prudent always trying to understand his way. And that's wisdom. But the folly of fools is deceit. And that's a sign of a fool. They're going to be very dishonest, and they're going to be very deceitful. Very dishonest, very deceitful. And why? Because that's what fools do. Because it is an abomination for a fool to depart from evil. And who want to be like that? A fool. A fool. That's who want to be like that. That's who will be like that. This is how bad a fool is. This is why when the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I shall reject thee, seeing thou will be no priest to me. You want to be someone who loves knowledge. Because one that hates knowledge is a fool. And you can tell they won't listen to the elders. They won't listen to the king, the priest, the parents, the husband, their teachers. And why? Because they fools. You see these little kids at school today. They get bad reports every day because they refuse to follow instructions. And what they trying to be, somebody trying to educate them, teach them something. But they hate knowledge. They despise wisdom. But it's worse when you're an adult. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the second verse, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge well. That's how you can tell when somebody got knowledge. They educate you. They teach you. They show you things. They bring peace to you because they have knowledge. And you can talk to somebody because you have knowledge and you can see the various people that you talk to grow and develop, become wiser. But then you can talk to a fool. Next thing you know, the only one that look like a fool is you. Because you didn't even recognize that you keep talking to a fool that ain't even listening. That hate what you're saying. That despise wisdom and hate knowledge. And you trying to figure out why you keep bumping your head against the door and the wall. Because you hadn't recognized who you speaking to and talking to. And why is what it says? The tongue of the wise uses knowledge well, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. All you got to do is listen to people, and you will be like, my goodness, what in the world? And whether you say it or not is irrelevant. You got to see and understand the very people that you deal with. It says in the same Proverbs 15 chapter, and we're speaking of the fool in the scriptures. The 14th verse. The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge. And that's what happens when you have understanding. You up in the night seeking knowledge. You in the day seeking knowledge. You studying, you meditating. I know people, all they do is listen to our programs and various other programs seeking knowledge. And then sharing their testimony, how they're developing and growing. But then you have some people, all they do is stir up trouble because the mouth of fools. It said, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. In other words, they're going to listen to gossip. They're going to listen to tale-bearing. They're going to be the friend and the family member of foolishness. they're going to repeat it. And then they're going to act it out. And then they're going to show you who they really are. Because they feed on foolishness. And don't forget, I want you to remember that it is an abomination for a fool to depart from evil. I don't care who raised them. I don't care who they married to. I don't care what job they have. I don't care what community they're in. They can be in the rural area, farm area. They can be on a plantation. They can be in the city. No matter where they go, if you are a fool, you're a fool. Old saying, you can take the rat out of the gutter, but you can't take the gutter out of the rat. And that's the same thing with a fool. That's how bad a fool is. That's why the scriptures tell you don't even speak in the ears of a fool. It is don't even answer a fool according to his folly. It says go not in the way of a fool. Forsake foolishness and live. Because this thing, being a fool, is the direct, is the direct opposition of wisdom. Direct opposition of knowledge. Direct opposition of understanding. And if you don't do that, then you better study and see for yourself. In the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter, and let me tell you, the only thing you can do for a fool, because you can't rationalize with them, you can't teach them, you can't show them, you can't answer them, you can't debate them and argue with them. The only thing the scriptures teach us you can do with a fool is in the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the 29th verse. And watch what this says. It says, judgments are prepared for scorners. And we're going to talk about a scorner this week, because we got a lot of them in our community. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. All you can do is whoop a fool. That's it. All you can do is beat them. That's it. Lay hands on them. And I'm sure that's mainly talking about a child, because if you're a foolish child, there's hope. We got some years to spend together with you so that once you're old, it's a possibility that you will remember the things that you're taught. But who can change an old fool? And it don't look like nothing can. The fool in the scriptures. This is what we're speaking about. And I'm going to show you some examples of some foolish children, foolish wife, foolish queen. Foolish men. People who don't or refuse or hate instructions. And following instructions is hard at all. Be wise. Let me show you this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. Of course, this is very difficult for a fool. Watch what this says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, the very first verse. Keep your foot when you go to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. See, a fool don't even consider the things that's coming out of his mouth as a sin. They don't even realize that. So if you want to go the way of wise men, you'll be more ready to hear rather than running off at the mouth. Saying things that you don't even understand. Thinking you're saying things right. Thinking that you're saying things good. Thinking that you have understanding and you know nothing. And why? Because this is foolishness. In the book of Ecclesiastes, since we're in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Starting at the 4th verse. It says, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. In other words, they always low. Some people don't even want to go to a funeral. But the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. That's where their heart is. They want to be low. They want to be down. They don't want to be heard. They're not going to be clamorous. Churlish. Or insolent. No, their heart is in the house of mourning. But the heart of fools is in the house of gladness. All they want to do is always about them, and they always want to party, be happy, and have fun. House of gladness. Well, everything is not fun. Everything ain't funny. Everything you can't be glad about. You got to come out of this house at some point in time. Because everything is gladness. And then in the 5th verse, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise, which a fool definitely don't want to do. Then for a man to hear the song of fools, and that's what the fool will do. And when a fool is down, they'll just play a bunch of crazy, raunchy music to feed their foolishness. To feed their foolishness, they'll call a bunch of other fools to talk to them to feed their foolishness. But make no mistake about it. They're going to feed their foolishness. But not so with the wise. They don't mind being rebuked and told the truth. They don't mind that at all. It says, rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Rebuke a fool, and he will hate you. That's why you don't rebuke fools. That's why you don't answer a fool according to his folly. That's why you don't go in the way of fools. That's why you got to recognize who is a fool. Because undoubtedly, our people don't know how bad a fool really is. We dealt with wisdom, but we really never dealt with a fool. And now we're dealing with a fool to show you who you really be dealing with, or maybe who you really are. The fool in the scriptures. This is another beautiful proverb I want you to see. Because this proverb here, no matter how you twist it, no matter how you turn it, it condemns you. There's no matter twisting and turning you can do. Either the shoe fits and you got to wear it, or it don't. But this is what it says in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. It says every. And what does the word every mean? The only two words that, the only word, other word that means something that's similar to this is all. Every wise woman builds her house. Now, they could have just said a wise woman builds her house. But no, it said every wise woman builds her house. And why every? Because that is the very definition of somebody who has wisdom. They build. No matter where they go, no matter where they at, they build. Whether you're a man, woman, or child, it says every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish puts it down with her hands. And there's no other way you can see this scripture. Because a fool will say, well, what if it's this? What if the man is that? What if this? What? This scripture lets you know every wise woman builds her house. There's no mistaking it. Either you're building it or you're not. And the foolish plucks it down with her hands. And that's why in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, it says, who can understand the proverb and dark sayings and the interpretation of a thing and instruction? And then it lets you know who. The fear of Yah. That is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, this fear is wisdom. This wisdom teach you how to understand things and see things and know things and do things. And then right out there says, the fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge. It says, but fools hate or despise wisdom and instruction. So, of course, a foolish person, a foolish woman going to tear the house down. Irregardless who in it, they're going to tear it down. Because that's the very definition of a fool. Watch the third verse in this same chapter. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. And let people know and teach them that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And either you use your mouth for wisdom and knowledge, or you feed no foolishness, and you're using your mouth for the rod of pride. Go humble yourself. Even when you see that you yourself is in error, you still won't humble yourself. It's one thing for somebody to see the errors in you, because you might not see them in yourself. But when you see them in yourself and you still refuse to humble yourself, that's the very definition of a fool. The seventh verse, watch what it says. Go from the presence of a foolish man. Now, go from his presence when you perceive not in him lips of knowledge. And why? Because that's the very definition of a fool. They hate knowledge. And once you perceive that there's no knowledge in them, it is. Our people run to people that they know don't have knowledge. And they will counsel and talk to people that they know don't have knowledge. And it's telling you, go from their presence. And you'll perceive somebody, man, if I already know this person don't have knowledge, then you'll go right to them. And I just want you to see how bad this thing is. It's terrible. It's ugly. It's not good at all. And trying to figure out why our people can't see this. And I can understand a fool not seeing it, because a fool hates knowledge. They despise wisdom and instruction. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter, if you turn there, speaking about the fool in the scriptures. And as I said before, we're going to study and talk about a lot of various terms that our people have allowed themselves to succumb to. And maybe because they just don't know. We're just giving them the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you just didn't know. Now you do. You know the fool in the scriptures now. Now, the question is, now a fool right now that might be listening to me, either they turn me off, say, I can't watch this, or they think the fool in the scriptures is talking about somebody else rather than them. See, the wise, they will see these same things, and they're not thinking about nobody else. The wise will go into self-analysis. They will go to the mirror and look at the man in the mirror, and they will analyze themselves to make sure this is not them. But not so with a fool. A fool will look out the window and look to see who looked apart, not realizing that that it might be them. But they ain't gonna never look in the mirror to see. They never will analyze themselves to see that they wearing the shoes. In the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the 21st verse, it says, the lips of the righteous feed many. That's how you know they're righteous. They always feeding. They not zapping and stealing your soul. They feeding you. But fools die for want of wisdom. See, a fool, they'll ask you all kind of questions. And you would think they want to know. Hey, man, you seem to be very inquisitive. You always answering questions, asking questions. But then you find out they keep asking questions, but that's all they doing. You don't see no action. You don't see no changes. You don't see no wisdom. All you hear is questions. Because a fool die for want of wisdom. Because it is an abomination for a fool to depart from evil. They're not going to do it. No matter what you say to them. Watch the 23rd verse. It is as sport, like a game. Just having fun. Being silly. It is as a sport to a fool to do mischief. Yeah, they do it just to do it. Just to get on your nerves. Just to get under your skin. But a man of understanding has wisdom. See, these are the two. See, you got wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. But wisdom has an enemy. Wisdom has an opposing opponent. Wisdom has someone that has counterpart. And it's called a fool. A fool. And we're talking about a fool in the scriptures. But let me just show you a few examples . One is in the book of Esther. I want you to see this. Third chapter, I think it is. Make that Esther the first chapter. And watch what this says. Because I just want you to see, it don't matter who you are. You can tell a fool if you have knowledge. Because a fool hates knowledge. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. And we're going to read Esther, the first chapter. we're going to start reading at the 7th verse. And this is was Ahasuerus in Babylon, and he had a feast. And this is how the feast went. And what's a feast? A feast is when you invite everybody over. Now, typically, when you're the host and you have a feast, the responsibility of the host is to make sure everybody have a good time. You're having a feast, make sure everybody eat, make sure everybody have a good time, have fun, because that's what it do at a feast. And so here it is, a feast. The 7th verse. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessel being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. But even though they was drinking out of the best and drinking the best wine, watch what it says in the 8th verse. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel. So in other words, they wasn't drunkards. They wasn't drunk. They was just having a good time drinking. And you can have a good time drinking. Only a fool would get drunk and act stupid and silly. But here it is. They got a feast. They drinking. It was according to the law. None did compel. For so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast. The women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. He owned everything. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizta, Harbona, Bigta, Abagta, Zita, Carcass, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command by his chamberlain. Therefore was the king very angry, and his anger burned in him. And why? Because she couldn't even follow simple instructions. She drinking in the king's house. She drinking out of his cups. She having a feast in his palace. And he just asked her to come so they can see how beautiful she is. Now, the woman don't mind a man saying, you look good. You look beautiful. Look how beautiful you are. And then they smile and they feel happy because you complimented them. So the king not only wanted to compliment his wife, but he asked her to come so everybody else can see her beauty. But she refused. Then the king said to the wise men. Now you notice, he didn't go to a bunch of fools. He went to the wise men. Because he know the wise men, they understand what to do. He could have came up with his own mind and said, man, forget this woman. Forget this so-and-so. He could have been a fool. He could have acted rash. He could have acted out. He could have showed his tail. But no. He went to the wise men. And this is what happened. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And next to him was Karshina, Shetha, Amata, Tarshish, Merez, Marcina, Lumukin, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do to Queen Vashti according to the law? Because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. And Memucan answered before the king and princes, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to the king only. And why would he say that? But also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husband in the eyes. When it shall be reported that the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Simple command, simple instruction. But a fool hates knowledge. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day to all the king princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it pleases the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persian Medes, that he not alter, that Vashti comes no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. Because all the wise men seen that she didn't appreciate nothing. The king for all this, and all he asked her was to come so he can see and show her beauty. And all she did, instead of showing her beauty, instead of showing how much of a queen she was and how faithful of a wife she was, all she showed was her foolishness. And as a result of showing her foolishness, she was replaced by somebody better. The fool in the scriptures. That's what we're speaking about. Also, in the book of 1 Samuel, another person who didn't get it, and you're going to find this in, let me get the chapter and verse.